you could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day, call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you. This is a message from your exercise-happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM.
It was on our wedding night, how they danced by the firelight. The bride was well arrayed by her 15 chambermaids, as her father raised a toast to the health of all the hosts. We descended from the apse to bear witness to the whole collapse, and it's all now. We're jumped up and ready to go. Where do you think that the money comes from? Do you think
one.
Hello, Burlington. You're about to tune in to WRUV Exposure. We have three-piece meal band in the studio tonight. I hope you enjoy. Get ready.
Exposure, everybody. You are tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, and tonight in the station we have three-piece meal. What's up? Hello, everybody. Introduce yourselves. Tell us your name.
Hi, everybody. We're super happy to be here. We are three-piece meal. My name is Luca Medina. I'm on guitar.
My name is Van Garrison. I'm on the organ.
I'm Zach Brownstein. I play drums.
Awesome. Hello. Yeah, you guys are rocking it already.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Ivy.
And I'm Ava.
And I'm Lindsay.
Yeah, we're super excited to be chatting with you guys today and listen to some good jammy stuff. Do you want to play us a song to get us started? An original, maybe?
Yeah, we'll play a tune. We have an original by our very own Van Garrison right here called Tease Boogaloo that we'll start off with.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
you guys. So what was that called?
That's called Tease Boogaloo.
Why? Where'd that come from?
I think I wrote this and then I looked out the window and I saw an old man kind of walking down the street, kind of jigging. So I thought maybe his name was T, and maybe he needed a boogaloo.
So true.
This is news to me. I actually didn't know this. I've always wondered that. What that song was about.
I always name like my song. I try to name my songs. I've been doing poorly lately, but I try to name my songs like right after I write them. Like try to just like go with whatever the first thing that comes to my mind. So
do you have the idea for the song before you write it, or is it like the title is kind of arbitrary to the sound to the song, and like it just
the
comes
title
after?
I wouldn't say arbitrary because then it sounds like I'm making it out of thin air, which is sort of true, but it's also like in reaction to what I just wrote, you know.
Gotcha.
So it's not totally arbitrary. I don't really know how my brain totally works, so.
So do you write most of the songs for you guys, or is it like a combination of
actually Zach Ghost writes all of our songs, but me and Luca
we take the credit,
split pretty much 50-50 the writing,
just about.
Yeah.
Nice, awesome.
I have a quick question before we launch into another one. Where would you guys say you get most of your like inspiration for sound from?
Oh, I mean, there's so
much.
Around? We can go around. Yeah, I mean, like individually or as a group?
Individually.
Yeah.
Individually or both.
I'm in
sure.
Whatever you guys want.
How about like for this group?
For this group, yeah. I mean, we come out of, I mean, the organ trio is the thing that got started. We were talking about this earlier. It's the thing that got started when Jimmy Smith, the great organ player, he rented a warehouse in 1952 and spent a long time practicing and getting the mechanics of how to play the organ. He is one of our favorite players. He's somebody who really established the format, you know, as a format. And we take a lot of inspiration from him and the great organ players, him and Jimmy McGriff.
I second that.
Yeah.
Jimmy McGriff.
So there's tons of old like organ players and like the whole soul jazz movement in the 60s and stuff, like post Jimmy Smith bringing the organ to like jazz. More modernly, I love Sam Frybush. He's from North Carolina. He's a crazy good organ player. Charlie Hunter is crazy guitar player that plays with him. And a lot of those cats down there doing some cool stuff with organ trios. What about you, Zach?
Me personally, this is my first time playing in this format or configuration or instrumentation, so I don't have a lot of experience or a lot to pull from, but some bands that I like, one would be Soul Live. They're a very, very good organ trio.